knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install sheds, bath remodels, window treatments, heating and cooling systems, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
This is Sound the Shofar on Warn Radio. It is Shabbat and time for fellowship, the Word of God and rest. Join us now as we enter into Sound the Shofar on the Watchman Alert Radio Network. Welcome.
Greetings and welcome to Sound the Shofar with the Watchman and Tower. Tonight on the show, Peter's Epistle to the Elect, Part 4, Living the Will of God. Discipleship is living the will of God in Christ Jesus. Here we find the message to all believers at this time of the end. Stay tuned for more on this later. It is Friday, the 24th day of August, 2018, and we are glad you joined us. I am Tower, and this is Warn Radio, bringing you the truth of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. The readings in the Word this week are found in Deuteronomy chapter 21, starting at verse 10 through chapter 25, verse 19. Isaiah chapter 54, verses 1 through 10. And the New Testament portion is John chapter 12, verses 1 through 50. By going to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, or gethealthyyoungliving.com, you can read the latest articles by The Watchman and also listen to our shows. This week we're featuring Choice, I, Cain, Kill Abel, Be Warned. Herein, find seven prophetic end-time truths to live by in this perilous world, plus a prophetic word for those who have ears to hear. Also, if I could praise Thee 10,000 times, O Lord, would that be enough if I could praise Thee, O Lord, 10,000 times? Maybe 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Would that be sufficient to honor Thee? So you can go to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, or gethealthyyoungliving.com, where you can read those articles, and also check out Wednesday's Warn Radio, where we talked about Kenya, Nepal, Kurdish areas, Iran, and China, all continuing persecution of Christians, and jihad camps in the United States, and Thursday's Bible study for part 12 of John's Gospel, Witness to Jesus Christ, that you might believe. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/warnradio. Also on Twitter at hashtag WatchmanIS216, hashtag warnradio, or hashtag WGS_Watchman. And tonight, Peter's Epistle to the Elect, Part 4, Living the Will of God, brings the duty and responsibility of the elect to Jesus Christ front and center. The words of Peter ring out, they think it strange you run not with them, but to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. The truth here is that believers were former flesh lovers, walking in idolatries, revelings, and drunkenness, and indulging all the lusts of the flesh. But since they received Christ, they all changed. And now I welcome in the watchman for Sound the Shofar. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. I'm living by faith as well as you are.
That's a good thing.
Well, you're not going to have any choice. America is a whore. She's filthy. She's divided. And a house divided will not stand.
That is so true.
Yeah. You better be prepared. To all of our friends around the world, we have friends in a number of places. These next 2 months are going to be very volatile in America. And it could very well change the whole scope of where we're headed. And it's nothing that's fun. For those of you who listen are in America, better hang on to your hats. Because the Democrats, and this means Hollywood, this means the Soros-supported people, that also means Barack Obama, who works behind the scene quietly. You haven't heard anything out of him, but he's been busy behind the scene, him and his people who was with him in the White House.
That's because he's sneaky.
They haven't been able to do much, none of them, to stop Trump from working and undoing the Obama initiatives and everything that he did. And that's one of the reasons I'm glad Trump was in.
Yes.
Because he did undo a lot of lawlessness that Obama did. But there's a lot of things that Obama and Hillary got away with that, Mueller has just convicted Cohen and Manafort on screwed up charges. Now, there's no doubt they both pled guilty. And so the apocalyptic left and the liberals in Hollywood lost all sense. And now, of course, they have been even more virulent, hateful, despiteful, threatening, even coming out and saying things against the president in harm. And it is more divisive now than ever before. Now, the bottom line of it is that this whole thing began with a Russian probe. Guess what? Cohen and Manafort both had nothing to do. You know, there's nothing at all with them and the Russian probe.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. And so the whole thing by Mueller and his Trump of Democratic lawyers and Trump haters are working behind the scene, and they're going to carry this all the way through until the election. The Democrats, along with a few Republicans that still hate Trump, and that's including John McCain, even though he's dying of cancer. This is a guy that's died in the wool, came out against Trump. Even Paul Ryan came out against Trump. And when we were watching it, even, you know, the people, the mainline Republicans, the Republican Party came out against him. But he took it all anyway and surprised everybody. Now, the bottom line of it is, Tower, is that we are the filthiest, the most divided, and it's going to get worse.
Well, I know. I never thought I would see this in my entire life, how wicked and evil it's gotten.
You know, and I'm reminded of Jeremiah, how Jeremiah spent all those years warning Judah. And they got so sick of him, they told him, speak of us of smooth things.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear anything. They told him to go back where he came from. He eventually did wind up in prison, in jail. And he did get, he was in the center of Jerusalem when the whole thing fell. But, you know, the bottom line of it is that, you know, Jeremiah wanted to quit.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
And, you know, what it tells us, folks, is that while we may know that we're in the end times, and Scripture tells us a lot, going through the prophecies can be the toughest part of your life. And, you know, when we think of Noah and the animals, you know, we think, well, they got away from it, and, you know, they lived life, you know, happily ever after. But the bottom line of it is, Noah and his family and the animals had to ride through the storm, period. And I mean, in a boat, the world flooded, there had to be, you know, just unbelievable stress at the time.
Yeah.
If you look at, you know, Sodom, Gomorrah, and Lot, he lost everything, including his wife, except for his two daughters. And you go on from there. Judgment is what it is. It's judgment. It's harsh. It's not fun. And America, you know, as much as you may want this thing to heal, it is not going to heal the way it's going. It's just one of those things that, you know, just be prepared. This thing ain't going to settle down until
the Lord comes back.
Well, the end of the election, and then we'll see if the Democrats take the House. They're planning on taking the House and the Senate both. That's
I hope not.
If they do, they will, the very same day they get in there, they will put up impeachment process against Trump. And as one article said today, Trump doesn't have to do anything wrong for us to impeach him. We can impeach him and get his butt out of there. They hate Trump.
That's tragic.
Yeah. And, you know, it just the thing of it is, Trump's a fighter. He just fights right back, and it makes him even worse. It is a mess.
It is.
It is pathetic. It is sickening that we've gotten to this point in this country.
Yes, it is.
Where we allow comedians in Hollywood and elsewhere to threaten the president, like one is featured on Breitbart, saying that he would beat the president, I think it was, dead or over the head until he was dead. I mean, threatening.
Yeah, when they threaten the president like that, they should be arrested and locked up. They used to do that.
Yeah. And, of course, nobody would have said that about Obama because...
they'd be piping light to you.
Yeah, that's right. And so this is really where the problem is. And, see, one of the reasons that Trump is after Sessions is because of Hillary and what she did wrong. And people are beginning to question this even with Sessions. Trump came out and told Sessions he needs to do something. But, see, the thing of it is, Sessions, you know, and I read his response, it was respectable, it was good, yet he is not going to do anything. But, see, the fact of it is, Hillary, what she did by keeping the stuff on a private server was against the law. And the fact that she got off scot-free, well, we have Cohen and Manafort, you know, on falsified charges, really, and trumped up, and had nothing to do with the Russian investigation, not to mention the fact when they went in to Trump's lawyer and took all of his stuff, they didn't have a right to go do that, really, because he had nothing to, you know, there was nothing there, especially the charges had nothing to do with that, and how he can wind up in trouble. But see, he's already pled guilty, so they've got him, you know, and that's all beside the point right now, because the whole thing of it is that they had planned this all along, and you know, the bottom line of it is they're not going to let you have a bit of peace until they win, and then when they win, they're going to rejoice, they're going to jump up and down. Now see, I don't think they're going to win.
I hope not.
if they do, then all hell's going to break loose again, because then they're going to start procedure against Trump. And, of course, they're not going to want Pence in there, because Pence is a Christian, and he's been persecuted for his Christian faith. And, you know, so I don't know what they're going to do there, but we live in a country, and you have a party of the Democrats that are so far to the left, they're almost close to Khomeini and Iran. They really are. I mean, they are just nuts. They're out in left field so far. Make absolutely no sense. And they're led by people like Rosie O'Donnell, who won't shut up about it, and a lot of the others who are apparently hatred. Now, Rosie O'Donnell, you know, when, you know, a while back when we had a Christian woman that was John McCain's VP, she was virulent against her, Sarah Palin, and just absolutely castigated her. Well, you know, Sarah Palin, good-looking, has a good-looking husband, good-looking family. She had it all, and Rosie is fat and ugly and rich, and she's a queer.
And she's miserable.
And she's miserable. Now, I don't care whether she's queer or not, but it's her attitude. And we don't like your attitude. And because they're in Hollywood, Hollywood isn't going to police their own. Nobody polices them. They're going the way they are. Now, see, the bottom line when you speak about judgment is when judgment begins to divide the people, and make no mistake about it, dividing of a people is one of the things that we can trace directly into a work of the Lord God when he goes after and brings in judgment. The people will be set, every man against his own brother, period. And that's where we're at right now. And unless somebody does something, this thing is not going to wind up very good. It's just not. You know, the whole thing is just absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, you can't talk to anybody. You can't tell anybody anything. Even here, we had our elections here. And the warrior who is in politics and does a lot of things was telling me on the phone before the election that they had told the Democrats to cross over and stop being a Democrat and vote Republican and vote for a certain Republican because this Republican was seen to be more on the liberal side. And that's what they do. So they actually did, in fact, give him the victory over Foster Freeze, who was endorsed by President Trump. But the thing that apparently they didn't know is Foster, I mean, this particular guy who had been on boards and a lot of other things in office actually was not a liberal. He's conservative. And so now he's going up against another dyed-in-the-wool liberal for the governorship of Wyoming. And the Democrats are not going to fight fair. Now, we know they don't fight fair, especially in some of the bigger cities. We know very well that they had transported people in. We were talking about during the Obama elections and how some of them in the large cities, and these were black voters who were complaining that they were muscled in and threatened that they'd better vote black or else. And this went on during Obama's election, and of course Holder, who was aware of it, failed to do anything to solve it, and he admitted as much. Now see, this is what goes on. And nobody called him into question. Nobody was held accountable for it, but they got away with it. Now, we're in the same boat now.
Yep.
And, you know, if I had a place to go right now, I would move. And I mean out of America. I would. Because I'm telling you, in America right now, we are probably in some of the worst shape we've been in a long time, and we don't even know it.
Yeah.
And
but there's no other country that's doing well enough to go to, I'm telling you.
No, there's nowhere to go. You got to rest in the Lord. You got to look to Him and
amen.
Try not to get caught up in it. Now, I don't write the news. I do some of these commentaries because I want you to know that some of this is also coming down in the social networks. Now, see, we're on Facebook, Twitter, and a lot of the others, LinkedIn, and everything like that. Well, all of the techies that are own all of these things are all dyed-in-the-wool liberals. And, you know, some of the people that is monitoring the news in charge of it are dyed-in-the-wool liberals. One in particular is from CNN, who takes that particular vantage point. And she, along with a lot of other dedicated young women who are also liberals, will see to it that no news that they don't like or classifies fake news is going to get through. Which means that even during the election, there's a lot of things that isn't going to be fair here. Mm-hmm. Now, we're getting letters right and left from some of the top conservatives in this country right now. We are, all the time, into my office. And every one of them are telling us how much everything is off, how they are losing the voice. There's no way to get the message out. And matter of fact, one of them is pushing a petition to get to Congress so Congress can enforce the law regarding this and do something. Now, I don't know if they're going to get it done in time, but it is a mess. Now, see, because we don't have, I don't get political. I just do the Word of God. Facebook pretty much leaves me alone. We were doing news at one time a long time ago, and I stopped that because that's not what I'm called to do. Needless to say, I can tell you that as far as volume and certain things go, even a lot of our stuff, I think it'd be better off if I went on top of my house and just screamed, "Hey, I got a new post for you to read."
Yeah.
Now, we do have people. We do have people that listen, and fortunate for us, I've got our stuff scattered not just on our own websites, but I have it all over the place. And because I had a habit of doing that, you can actually read our posts and look at our stuff in a lot of different places. And many of those are not conservative, but they are actually liberal. And we're doing quite well on some of those venues and, you know, just doing this. So this is the thing. It is getting to be a battle. And, we could very well get over this and things could change. But the way this thing has been playing out for years and years, in the 20 years we've done it, I told people that when this thing starts going, that every year it'll be a little bit worse, there'll be something else. And it'll ramp up, and that's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've given you scripture about there's a rumor that's going to come. You don't pay attention to that, because after a while there'll be another rumor. Now, this is actually what the Lord told the children of Israel on how to figure out when it was time to leave Babylon. Now, I'm here to tell you that you need to start listening, paying attention, and I don't mean to the liberal dogs out there. You need to start listening to the Lord and listen to your heart and understand what's going on here. Because we are just not having enemies in this country. We have enemies that are already here, thanks to the Obama administration and others, and a lot of them are Muslim, and they have those 22 jihadist camps we've been talking about. Well, I talked about those jihadist camps a lot of years ago, and they're even bigger and worse today than they were when I was first talking about them, and that was years ago, folks. These people have been here a while. They know America. So make no mistake about it. When I start going through the Word tonight, you get into that Word. You send these posts around. And it costs us, and there again, when I do our prophecy news, I tell people to back, some of these ministries that are helping them. And there's a lot of them that I mention, and I tell them to back them. I do not ask for funds. I do not ask for funds for us. Every once in a while, I'll mention it. But I'm telling you, in order to get the word out and even to begin to attempt to spread the news or our posts as we should, it takes money. A lot more money. I'll tell you what we could use. If we had what a lot of these liberals had, a multi-billionaire Soros who virtually just dumps, a couple of mil in their pocket and tells them to go to town. Well, see, for us, we serve the Lord. And we do not depend upon the flesh. We depend upon the Lord. And we are not going to beg or anything else. If there's food, if there's clothing, and if there's support, the Lord will see to it that it'll get here. And we are not going to soothe the whore of Facebook and some of these others. Make no mistake, I don't like Facebook, I don't like it, I don't trust it, and I quit YouTube a long time ago. Now all of a sudden, shock, everybody's been talking about it for years now, how bad YouTube is. Well, we got off of it a long time ago. We saw the writing on the wall. We don't care. These people do what they want. It's their websites, they're the millionaires, but these millionaires with money now have others like Soros and even the Koch brothers have said now they're going to start doing it, and not necessarily on the Republican side either. So it is a mess. This is the division, and I'm telling you this because when you talk about judgment coming to a nation, we're in the throes of that judgment right now. And one day, if these people can't get together in civility, bullets are going to be flying, and it's going to be bloodier than hell. And people are going to get killed on both sides. And it's going to be not just bloody for that reason. It'll be bloody because the Islamists who want to take us over will be doing the same thing. And you'll have more people crossing the border to join in. It will be a nightmare. And there's nowhere for you to go in America. You're not going to go down through Mexico because that's a death trap. You're not going to go north into Canada because they're only going to take so much. And the only way you can do is go across the ocean, either across the Atlantic, across the Pacific, or down in the Caribbean. And there's nowhere to go in any of those places. So welcome to the apocalypse.
Yeah. That's for sure.
It is. But I still have hope.
That's right.
And I do ask this of the Lord. Lord, in your judgment, remember mercy. But it's kind of hard to ask the Lord for mercy for a nation like ours, who delights in its abominations. Now, some of you know, because you know me, you know what I'm talking about. I've written about it a lot. This is a whorish nation. But I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of nations, including Iran, that's a whore. She's a whore in the form of a religious caliphate, Mahdi type, and Christians are suffering under them. And we haven't even gotten to the dark side of the tribulation yet.
It's horrible. They think they're going through the tribulation, I'm sure.
There's a lot. There are people, including prophecies and prophets, that say we're going through the tribulation. We're not going through the tribulation. We haven't even got to the main part of it yet. Matter of fact, the Lord said that unless the days are shortened, no flesh will be left alive. That's how bad it's going to get. Now you think on that.
Yeah.
It's not a pretty subject, and I can tell you, people in nice, big, fancy churches with tons of people, I can guarantee you that they don't stand up and preach the kind of things I'm preaching about and expect to keep a crowd. There's people today in Christianity that have huge, huge churches, and they are as liberal as you can get, and it's an easy-peasy, friendly, sin-friendly gospel. And we have one of the biggest ones right here. God help us. So don't try to tell me that there's a revival coming to this nation. If there's a revival, I got several words for you. Yeah, I ain't going to tell you what they are, but I could definitely tell you. The bottom line of it is that you look around, there's no revival. And some of these churches may think it's a big revival coming. Well, I got news for you. It's coming in the form of a fire. And I don't want it. And I don't like what I see. But I know very well, Tower and I, how long have we been thinking about these things?
Forever.
Forever. Ever since we've been together, we talked about this. We knew. Tower and I just didn't get together. We were put together.
I believe that.
But we've always gelled on that. We knew. God help us, friends. If you're not seeking the Lord, God help you. And if you're a liberal, get your head out of the liberal and be civil and repent. And if you're a conservative, you do the same and you repent. Reach across the aisle, shake hands, and start being civil to one another and healing your nation. Because even if you succeed in getting the presidency and impeaching Trump and getting everything you want to, hell is here. And you will see it. Do you see my finger? Right there. You will see it. You need two of them? There it is. Two. God help you. Now, where are we at? You know, I just hate to see what's going on in this country, but I've been preaching it for a long time, but it's not good. We got to get into the Word.
Yes. Okay. Well, so, I'll see you on the other side then.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we're in 1 Peter. We need some of the Word. Father, heal with your Word. Touch our hearts. 1 Peter 4:1. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. I was just telling Tower that verse today. He that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Well, you know, let me put it this way. If you're a Christian and you're put in prison and getting the hell beat out of you because you're a Christian, you're not sinning. That's why we call this refining fire. The Lord said to the Laodiceans, I counsel you, therefore, to buy me of gold tried in fire. That's tribulation, folks. Because tribulation and suffering in the flesh, well, it gets rid of the impurities in you. It's not a fun process, but it's what God uses. And I look at the churches, and I look at the country, and I shake my head. When I get done with the show tonight, I'll do what I normally do, go out and look at the sky. I'll thank the Lord. I bless the Lord every day, not just in prayer, but outside. And there's times I want to just weep because my heart is heavy. But you see, the refining fire is what would help the Laodiceans. It removes that carnality, that pride, that sin. Of course, there's some that will be stubborn and prideful to where they won't repent and they will die in their sins, even through that fire. But there's a lot of them, a majority of them, when they go through the fire, there's something about that fire and suffering in the flesh that wakes you up. You see, because pain isn't fun. You know, I spend a lot of time in the kitchen. And my background going way back is executive chef. restaurant owner and owner of my own catering business, going way back. And I can tell you what hot grease feels like. And when you get hot grease on you, it wakes you up. You immediately wake up, you pay attention, what did I do? You touch a hot pan. A knife slices something that it shouldn't have. You immediately wake up. Now see, when you suffer in the flesh, when you're going through that, it's like getting slapped real hard. You try to shake it off, but you can't. Things have changed. That's why he that suffers in the flesh has ceased from sin, because the fire has removed it. Because you've been awakened. And you don't do those things. It doesn't profit you to do those things because you're suffering in the flesh. Verse 2, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. Now that's where we're living in America today, to the lusts of men. That's why we're so divided in this country, the lusts of men. Rahm Emanuel in Chicago recently spoke out about all the murders in his city. He has been unable, even using the toughest gun laws in the nation, Chicago has, he cannot find a way to stop the murders. He came out and he said that the reason there's so many murders in Chicago is because people have no morality anymore, no morals. Franklin Graham immediately picked up on that and did a post on Facebook. Now you see, Facebook don't bother Franklin Graham. That's good. So as long as he's on it, we should be okay. But at any rate, and he agreed with him. He says it is the morals. But it's the morals nationwide as well. That's the problem we have. That in America, we have people living their time out in the lusts of the flesh, the lusts of men, not to the will of God. And we have churches that are walking the middle path, not giving all into the will of God, but giving into their own lusts. 1 Peter 4:3. Peter now reflects after having said that. He said, for the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles. Now see, that's the way it used to be, okay? Before you came to know the Lord. And like he said, for the time past our lives, before we knew the Lord, it did suffice us. We loved to drink, we loved to do these things, we saw no problem with it. Commit adultery, commit, fornication, whatever. You know, that's just what you do. That's what America does. We've changed what, marriage is, because that satisfies the flesh. And see, Obama was popular because he soothed that part. He's lawless in that way. Now, Peter goes on to say, for the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness or licentiousness. In other words, get this, unchecked morality, especially in sexual matters. That's what that means. America is more lascivious than probably any nation on earth, more licentious, because we have no morality, because our morals, everything is okay today. They've even decided to change in this anatomy thing. It made the news, if you can believe it, because certain of the people didn't like, of course this was from the transgender and the other side, more than likely, They didn't like the word vagina, so they changed it to front hole to accommodate those who were not really natural women. See, this is what we do in America. See, and as long as we can do it and make a law, we think it's okay. To hell with God. Yeah, to hell with God. That's what we say in this country. We've been saying it now for, oh, God, how long? Can you tell me how long? Can you go back and say, on this date, this is the day that we began to do that? Oh, you're just a preacher. You're a watchman. Of course you're going to be that way. Well, this nation needs to stand up and say, we are sick of your lasciviousness. We are sick of your immorality. The churches need to stand up and say, we are sick of this. When was the last time that you saw every church in every state, every pastor come to Washington, stand up and cry at the top of their lungs saying, we are sick of your licentiousness, your immorality, your filth that you're doing, and we will not take it anymore? No, we don't go to the streets, we don't do anything. Because in America, Mystery Babylon has already soaked this nation with its wine of abominations. Filthy. That's what we are. Wantonness, lust, excess of wine, drunkenness, revelings. Letting loose, you know. That's what they're doing out at the big shindig out there in the desert. Man series, whatever it is. They go out there and do whatever they want to. Banqueting, a drinking bout. Abominable idolatries, worshiping things that you make a god out of. Now see, Peter says, for the time past our life may have sufficed us to do these things. But see, then you find the Lord. And he says this, wherein they think it strange that you run not with him to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. See, people get saved. An alcoholic gets saved. A prostitute gets saved. Somebody that's caught up in the homosexual lifestyle, whether it's man or a woman, they get saved. I seen a testimony the other day of a person that was saved out of that lifestyle, and they were praising God. Totally free now. And they spoke right up and told you it was evil. Now, see, America don't want to hear that. See, we have, matter of fact, I've got certain software produced and certain programs that I pay for, we pay for. It protects all your websites. It protects... watches over everything that gets tweeted or shared anywhere. It watches over all of your ID, all your credit card, everything. And they don't like certain words. You know, they don't like them, and they flag them because they're immoral. They're not right. So you can't use, you know, a lot of these words that we used to use because it'll get flagged. See, in America, we don't flag nothing unless you don't agree with them. So in America, they really think it's strange that you don't run with them, that you don't understand them. It's just like in this latest episode, we're dealing with these drag queens, which are usually guys, but I've seen some other guys, but the guys are actually the women dressed up as the guys, and the guys who are really look like they're women, they're vice versa. In other words, the women aren't women, they're guys, and the men aren't men, they're women, and they're all dressed up and dragging around, and of course they're appearing in grade schools and stuff like that. And they're trying to destroy sexual gender. They want to put doubt in the kid's mind when it comes to gender identity. Well, I'm a boy. No, you're not. You may be a girl. That's what they like to do. They confuse the kids. And they're going to be damned. These people that are doing this to these children need to face hell in its worst form for what they've done to these children. And one of the biggest things they look for, and that is to find a young boy that'll be willing to dress up as a drag queen and go to school that way, and they will promote him, and there was one in the news. Today, there is no moral. So when you say, well, why is this happening in America? I tell you, that's why it's happening. But see, I remember years ago, and this was on Blog Talk Radio. I got on there and I was preaching, and I was just telling people, you can't be homosexual, you can't be this, you know, and I was preaching against these. Well, they sent me an email. They said, you need to tone it down. I said, I'm not going to tone it down. So I kept going. They sent me another. They said, unless you stop talking about that, we will remove your account. Well, I left. They didn't have to remove it. I just left. But you see, Vimeo, where we have a lot of our videos. See, I preach the Word of God, and I preach what it says. And the Lord himself said in Revelation, the last chapter, he that is wicked, let him be wicked still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. See, that's what he says about the end times. If you're wicked and whatever you're doing, go ahead. Continue being wicked if that's what you want to do. If you're righteous, you continue being righteous. Now see, the key to this is, in these last days, sin and iniquity will abound, and the love of many will wax cold. When you're cold, that means you're not hot, and you're in a church, you're going to be lukewarm, you're going to be Laodicean, and you're going to go through tribulation because of it. See, this is how it works, whether you like it or not. So, it's not up to me to keep telling the homosexuals or all the others that they need to be straight. Well, we've got a lot of people that are straight that are sinners. And like I told one, he called into the show one time, and he wanted to know if it was true that when I talked about homosexuality, that all the problems in the world were caused by homosexuality. And I said, well, of course not. I said, that's just one sin of many. We got as many people going out that are committing idolatry and adultery and everything else as they, you know, a lot more. You have a lot more people that just go out, and even pastors that'll go out and sleep with somebody's wife, and then they'll try to preach on Sunday and say, well, that was the anointing of the Lord. No, that wasn't the anointing of the Lord. You don't have the anointing of the Lord. You're preaching religion. Religiosities. You got a spirit of religiosity about it. You need to repent because you don't even recognize the power and the anointing of God himself. You go out and commit adultery. You go in and you get into that bema seat and you think God is saying, okay, I'm going to anoint you. You are filthy. He won't touch you. Now see, that's how it works. And God is saying to America, if you want to be wicked, be wicked. If you want to be righteous living in America, be righteous, because I'm coming soon. And when I do, I'm going to judge you and give you your reward. Now that's the black and white of the judgment. We're to preach the Word of God. So Peter is saying, these people think it's strange because you're not doing those things anymore. And they do. And he says in verse 5, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead in trespass and sins? That is exactly what the Lord says in the last chapter in Revelation 22. Peter says it here. Who shall give account? Who shall give account? Those who run and do these things. You have those that no longer run in the same riot and excess as the unsaved do and the wicked. Everybody's going to give account. But see, when you talk about the quick and the dead, that is the great white throne judgment for the dead, those who will stand before God for their sins. This is not a game. Now see, this country and its social media does not like the truth of the gospel. As Paul said, to some we are an aroma of life, to them that believe, and to others we're an aroma of death, an aroma of death to those who don't believe. Because when you preach, if they don't believe, it's death to them. Scares the living daylights out of them. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to the men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. And there's a lot of people walking around alive, but they're dead. And there's people in the church that think they're alive and they're dead. They're walking dead men and dead women. God gives everybody a chance. But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Now see, that's something we need right now. The end of all things is at hand, even for us here today. Peter said that a long time ago, but it's even more true today. And in America, those of us who live here, the end of all things of this nation is at hand right now. It will end sometime. It's not fun. And like I said, I pray to God, Father, in your judgment, remember mercy. Give us more time. We're not done. We need to get the gospel out. And so if you want to help us do that, you can go over to our websites and find the place where you can donate, and you can donate. We're not a nonprofit. But you see, I don't go out of my way to raise tons of money. I look to the Lord. And one day, everything that we're doing is going to come to an end. Make no mistake about it. It happened with the Lord. He says, the night cometh when no man can work. And when that comes, folks, and it's already occurred in some nations, I've preached that before. I've told you that. And it's going to come to America one day. It's going to come to every nation one day. And the night comes when you're not going to be able to work. You know what you're going to be doing? Trying to stay alive and keep your family alive. This is the part in Isaiah where you're told to go into your closet, close the door, and hide yourself until the indignation be overpast. Because, see, it's just like Noah. One day, Noah had to get into the boat, and God is the one that shut the door. He pushed it shut. Because when the judgment begins, you have to be somewhere else. He still went through it. When the judgment fell on Sodom, Lot was told to get out. I can't do this until you're gone. They weren't removed from the earth. They were gone out of the judgment area. Now get a grip and understand, when we start talking about a pre-trib rapture, that's already gone and passed. We're probably in the mid-trib. Lord's coming again to get us, but boy, we got a lot of people that are figuring every day, boy, we're going to go up in the rapture. No, you're not. Not now. Well, I don't like that. Well, I don't like it either, but that's the way it is. Yeah, I'd just soon go up early. That'd solve a lot of problems. Tower would agree. Yeah, we would have been willing to go up here quite a while ago. Why should we stick around here? If God's going to take us, yeah, let's go now. But you know, we're at a time when the world needs a light and a testimony. So if we're all taken up, who's going to be the testimony? And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Love. There's nothing better than love. And that's really what we need in America today. We really need. I don't want Hollywood to be destroyed. I don't want the people out there to go to hell. I don't want people in America to go to hell and be destroyed. But see, if we could just understand that Christ died for the sinner, and repent and come to Him, and live in love, forgiving one another. See, because that's how you live within a family. You love one another. You forgive one another. It's not a question, am I going to forgive you? Of course I'm going to forgive you. See, we're short on love. We're long on hate. We're short on civility. We're long on critical spirits, division, and separation for pride's sake. He goes on to say, use hospitality one to another without grudging. Do I got to put up with you again? I gave you a free night room already. You know, why do I got to have you again? Well, without grudging. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. And of course, this is speaking of within the church and the confines of the believers. That's who he's talking about here. But even among the churches today, we are not unified like we should be. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles or the utterance of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God gives, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. That's what we need to be doing, folks, all of us. You need to be carrying on as God has put in your heart, ministering, speaking, praying, whatever your ministry is, whatever your ability is, and just do it. And give God the praise. And forgive, walk in love, and don't get caught up in this. But see, Peter went through a lot of these practical applications here. Scriptures. But he says this now. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Now he's speaking directly to us today. there is a lot of fiery trials. Pastor Brunson, he had been ministering in Turkey for 20 years, and all of a sudden the fiery trial that hit him was going to put him in prison for the rest of his life, because being a pastor, he preaches the gospel, he gives food to the poor, he gives, you know. So in Turkey, and in Iran's the same way, because Abedini got in trouble for it. As a Christian, if you have that benevolent attitude to give to the poor, to help the homeless, whatever it is, they construe that as Christianity, spreading the gospel, and so they can throw you in prison. And that's what basically Pastor Brunson got in trouble for. Now he's living in a, you know, in a home. He can't leave. So, at any rate, we want to see him released, him and his family. We could say we want him released and come home, but he's lived 20 years. He's been 20 years doing this in Turkey. He likes Turkey. He loves Turkey. Loves the people, according to his testimony. So if he was released, would he stay in Turkey or come home to America? Who knows? Narkadani, which is a pastor in Iran. There's three of them now. They were all put in prison now. Narkadani faces 2 years of isolation. No window, no company, no nothing. They'll open the door up to give you your food and you stay in there in a dark spot. He's a pastor in a country that hates Christianity. And the reason they don't like it is because actually Christianity is spreading. And we talked about this because the word came across is that Khomeini had gotten hold of the Republican Guard and their Secret Service, that they needed to crack down on Christians more because there's too many people getting saved. Too many people going to Christianity. And they were worried. Bibles for the Mideast, that's another one. Muslims. Miracles, signs, and wonders, and people getting saved. That's what's happening. So in spite of everything that's happening in America, the Lord is moving. But see, the fiery trial can happen. It's not a strange thing. He says, but rejoice, inasmuch as you are a partaker of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. See, it's hard for us to look over there and see Brunson in prison, Narkadani and two others in prison, but they're not the only. There's a lot of them in prison, and they're in Evan prison, one of the worst. That's why on our Wednesday night program, we're advocates for the persecuted church. And we just, it never ends, the persecution. It never ends. But also, there's miracles, people getting saved, supernatural things, the power of God displayed. That's the battle. Now see, we don't mind being Christians, but partakers of his suffering in prison, we don't like that part. The fiery trial, the refining fire, when it catches you, and it's coming to America. You have to adjust. You were preaching from the pulpit. Now you're in a jail cell. you're mocked, spat upon, beaten. That's what happened to the Lord. You're a partaker of his sufferings. Peter goes on to say, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. See, they hate Christ. But see, in you, he's glorified. And in America, we don't teach this in our biggest churches. And I haven't been in them all. I don't need to be. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yeah. You didn't get put in prison because you stole something. You got in prison because you was carrying a Bible. Openly. In a closed country. If you were over in North Korea, and they found out you was a Christian, you let alone have a Bible. Oh, dear God. That's it. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. And this is where Peter says it. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel? What shall the end of them? What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where will the ungodly and the sinners appear? Wherefore, because of these things, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. And that's what you have to do if you're in prison for his name's sake around the world or in your own country. You got to commit your soul to your God and your Father. Because you're not going to be able to control that situation. And if you think on this, all the Christians that have lost their lives for the Lord, why did it have to be Pastor Brunson? Why did Narcadani have to be put in there and his buddies? There's a lot of whys, but Peter is answering. And see, in America, this is new for us because we've lived in a fairly good nation. Wasn't this divided? The last time it was this divided probably was the Civil War over slavery. But see, all the liberal press, they were in tears when they were watching Obama when he was running, remember? And when he went out and started doing lawless things, I mean, just doing it on his own, nobody said anything. And a lot of his policies were lawless, not only against God, but against people. See, we live in perilous times now. And we are starting to understand the facts of life. things in America are not the same. First Peter 5, verse 1. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Now, of course, when Peter's writing these epistles, he's been around for a while, and he's been suffering, facing stuff. And, of course, he was there when Christ went through it. He describes himself as an elder, a witness of the suffering Christ, and a partaker of the glory. That's who Peter says he is. He's an elder, one with lots of experience in the Lord. A witness, which would make him a number one apostle. You know, when you witness the suffering, he literally knew Christ, walked with him. And he's going to be a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly. Not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Not for filthy money. Or whatever you use in your society. We are to feed the flock of God willingly. Has nothing to do with money. You can't buy my message. Not that you'd want to, but you can't. And you can't pay me to shut up. And you can't give me money to make me continue. I'm going to preach the Word of God. I'm going to teach the Word of God. And I'm going to, when the Lord lays it on my heart, I'm going to speak it. Period. And I'm going to do that as long as I have breath and as long as the Lord gives me life. And I frankly don't care who's in charge of America. I don't care where I'm at. Because what God put in me is something you didn't. I've been a long time on this path. And I've spent a long time, a lot of time before the Lord. It doesn't make me holier than you. But I take this serious. And no matter what you're doing for the Lord, you need to be the same way. Whatever you're doing, just work for Him. Whatever your gift is, glorify Him and walk in His ways and stay rooted. It doesn't matter come hell or high water because God is able to make a way. I don't live by fear, I live by faith. We're all supposed to live by faith. But there are people around the world that are suffering, that are tired and worn out, and they need your prayers. Sometimes you can get to a point where it's a little more than you think you can even do. And you have brethren overseas going through that right now. And you need to pray for them. Pray for that one. The Lord will lay it on your heart. And it says, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. See, and this lording it over them, you know, where's your faith, you know, and all this other stuff. It's, we're to minister in love. But there comes a time when you have to speak fire, and thus saith the Lord. Save so as yet by fire, Jude says. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fades not away. He speaks to the younger now. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder, yea, all of you be subject one to another, be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Oh, if only we could do that. We do not submit ourselves unto the elder. We don't even respect our elders anymore. But I remember there was a day growing up. That's the way it was. But God resists the proud and he gives grace to the humble. Remember that. He'll give you his favor. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. See, all of these things tells you that benevolence, that love, that care. See, because the devil wants you to believe that God does not care. The Lord is touched with the feelings of your infirmities. He knows. He knows that we are flesh. Now, this is one that all Christians pretty much know. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplishing your brethren around the world. Now, he's pretty much telling you that around the world, you're going to see these things going on. They're the same afflictions that come from the devil. And he walks about, just looking to see who he can devour. But I always like the point, you know, going about as a roaring lion. When a lion is roaring, he's just letting you know that he is the lion. When a lion is quiet, he's sitting over the carcass, eating the meat. He's not roaring, he's eating. He's not roaring when he's running after the prey. So if you hear the devil roaring at you, and it'll come in suggestions and things, you need to just say, I rebuke you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you, Satan. You need to resist. You need to bind and get him away from you, because he represents hell. So you can say quite rightly, get the hell away from me, because he is hell. He is death. Whom resists steadfast in the faith. Not wavering, steadfast. You have to understand that God has given you the power to resist. That's why he says, be sober, be vigilant, resist him steadfast in the faith. Because although all these persecutions come, the devil is behind it, God is on your side, and he can make a way for you. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a little while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. I love this. This whole epistle was pointed to encourage people in the faith. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. By Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein you stand. The church that is at Babylon, elected together, saluteth you, and so does Marcus, my son. Greet you one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now that's the end of the first epistle. You know, the thing of it is there's always a lot of practical applications. They're meant. Now see, in the first chapter, he tells you he talks about that in 1:7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried by fire. Now, in what we covered tonight lines right up with this. See, he opens with the trial and he closes with the trial and the suffering, because they were going through a lot of that. It's easy to get spoiled, folks. It's easy to get to that point where you're just a little bit on the lukewarm side. Not really where you need to be. But see, he gives you encouragement in the second chapter, saying that you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. But see, that holy nation, that peculiar people, is going to suffer persecution. They do in every nation on earth. They always have since the beginning of this. And the devil is right there as a roaring lion going around to see what he can do to cause trouble. Now see, in America we haven't had to worry about that, but see, we've been, well, we have not been what we should have been. We've been asleep. And the enemy entered in. And the reason that the enemy enters in, and the only reason they could enter into Israel, is when Israel was backsliding from the Lord. And they weren't where they needed to be. You know, the Lord says in John 15, he talks about he's the vine and we're the branches. Without me, you can do nothing, he says. When you begin to fall away from that aspect, you can't do anything. The devil enters in and you're in a mess. And in America, we don't want a theocracy. That's not what we're talking about. But see, America has embraced the unclean thing for a long time. And it will lead to death. Father, thank you for your word. We thank you that through Christ we are led to life and health and redemption. That is our hope. Feed your people, Father, tonight the hope that you have given us through Christ our Lord. Let them relish and enter in, Lord, with you. Bless them and comfort them in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Tower.
Okay. I love the epistles of Peter. And you know, he tells us right there, we have the power to resist the devil through Christ.
Amen.
We don't have to put up with his nonsense. But it's easy to fall into that trap.
Yeah.
You have to fight it with the Word of God.
Yep, you do. And so, this is another Friday, and we hope you have a good weekend.
It's the last weekend in August. Hard to believe.
I know. That's a whole other ball of wax.
Yep.
So, at any rate, to all those who are our friends, who listen to us, truly, may God bless you and keep you.
Amen. We love you. We thank you for joining us, and when we get on the other side, we'll all meet. That'll be wonderful. But the best part is because we'll be there with the Lord who redeemed us.
Yeah. So at any rate, we're going to get out of here tonight.
Okay. Good night, everybody. God bless you. And we thank you.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week. We thank you for joining us today on WARN Radio, the Watchman Alert Radio Network. This is the Watchman, and for all of us here, shalom, everyone. See you again on the radio.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 4/10. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 4/17. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Friday night, Sunday brunch, it does not matter. Facts are facts, queen. Every cigarette can cut your life short. Find that hard to believe? Then tap the banner for more. This free life. Freedom to be tobacco free.